You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street.
A quick gist of headlines we'll be covering today on our leisurely walk. Heavyweights and mid-caps came to play today on Dalal Street, and the rally in those stocks pushed the market higher. Nifty ended above the 11,000 mark. Sectoral indices such as IT, pharma, infrastructure, banks and energy boosted the up move as well. Metals and auto were among the top losers, among other sectors. Well, let's get into it. A good surge in mid-caps, defensives as well as index heavyweights such as Reliance Industries ensured that the market managed to end the week on a positive note, with Nifty closing well above the 11,000 mark. Sectors such as IT, pharma, infrastructure, banks and energy boosted the up move as well. Metals and auto were among the top losers among other sectors. The day did begin on a rather flat note following tepid global cues, but indices soon gathered strength as buying resumed in the mid-caps space. The rupee, meanwhile, managed to fall to a new low of 69.12 to the US dollar, which boosted IT stocks as well. Investors also looked to place their bets on another defensive sector, pharmaceuticals. The no trust vote in the House of the Parliament has been pushed to 6 o'clock in the evening, so clearly the impact of that on today's numbers on the Lal Street will not be known. But if it turns out to be a significant change, we will of course see how the markets will react on Monday. To summarize, the Sensex was up 145.14 points or 0.4% to close at 36,496.37, while Nifty was up 53.1 points or 0.48% to close at 11,010.20. The market breadth was negative, however, as 1,146 shares advanced against a decline of 1,396 shares, while 154 shares were unchanged. Among stocks, Infosys, Sun Pharma, Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance have been the top gainers, while Bajaj Auto, Vedanta and HPCL lost the most. Part 2 of the evening podcast always concentrates on some stocks that made the news, and today the news was made by all those stocks whose quarter earnings came out, starting with Bajaj Auto. It lost 8.7% as investors turned wary of its results that the company declared. India's third largest two-wheeler maker missed analysts' expectations by reporting 20.7% year-on-year rise in its standalone net profit for the quarter ended June. Moving on from an auto manufacturer to a tyre manufacturer, SEAT also reported a sharp increase in its net profit for the June quarter to 72 crore rupees against 1.6 crore rupees that it reported during the same quarter last year. Reacting to the results, stocks of SEAT soared as much as 7.5% during the day. Considering the rupee has been weakening, the S&P BSE IT index responded well to it and rose by as much as 1.5%, and this was led by gains in Infibeam up 6.9%, Hexaware up 3.3%, Tech Mahindra up 2.6%, Infosys up 2.4% and Mphasis up 1.5%. Like I said earlier, IT stocks rallied on the back of weakness in the local currency against the US dollar, which hit a fresh record low of 69.12 in trade today. The heavyweights came to play on Dalal Street today, and chief among them was Reliance Industries. Reliance Industries stock price has had a stellar run over the past 12 months, and the stock continued its upward journey to touch a record high of 1,138.25 rupees today on Friday. The stock has surged more than 16% since the conclusion of its 41st annual general meeting held on the 5th of July 2018 and over 40% in the last 1 year. And finally, shares of Bajaj Finance gained as much as 8% as investors cheered the company's quarter one results. The company reported an 83% rise in its standalone net profit for the June quarter to 833.7 crore rupees, higher than what analysts had estimated, as it earned more in interest income and its asset quality remained stable. With the top news from Dalal Street done with, let's take a quick look at how Dalal Street equivalents across the world are doing. European markets are still trading, and they're trading around the flat terrain amid earnings season. The pan-European Stock 600 has been trading flat. Britain's FTSE 100 is just about trading in the green, 0.09% up currently at 7,691.2, and Germany's DAX down 0.03%, France's CAC down 0.13%, and IBEX 35 down 0.1%. So mostly overall flat terrain as far as European stock markets are concerned. The Asian markets have shut shop for the day. Asian markets did close higher, with the yuan seeing some weakness before pairing losses. Let's take a quick look at how some of those indices ended. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 0.76% to close at 28,224. Shanghai Composite of mainland China was up 2.05% to close at 2,829. Singapore up 0.62% at 3,297. Somewhat bucking the trend was Japan's Nikkei 225, down 0.29% to close at 22,697.88. Well, it's the 20th of July, a Friday, and the last day of the trading week, also supposed to be the birth anniversary of Alexander the Great, one of the world's greatest emperors. And we hope you will spend the coming weekend just like emperors. Do the things that you like doing, take some time off, get away from the internet, read a book, lie down, do all of that. Hopefully, we'll meet you with very good news when we return on Monday. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk of moneycontrol.com, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.